Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne, and I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about buying used travel trailer RVs and buying them the right way. Yes, travel trailers are the best-selling RVs that you can buy out there by far, and probably the biggest reason for that is they're also the most economical RV to buy. So in other words, a lot more people can afford new or used travel trailers than, say, higher-end diesel pusher motorhomes. But the problem is that a lot of RV buyers, and that includes travel trailer buyers, don't put a lot of thought and preparation into their buying process. For instance, this is what often happens with a lot of folks that buy RVs. They decide that it's interesting, it's something they want to look into, so they go down to the local dealer. That dealer has a salesperson who shows them the RVs they want to look at, in this case, used travel trailers. And so they see, you know, two, three, four, five or more. And while they're going through, the buyer's looking at the size, at the floor plan, the amenities, you know, what this one has that that one doesn't have, the price, and of course, that all-important monthly payment. And so after going through and the salesperson applying some pressure, well, they make their decision. But my friends, let me say this, much more is needed if you're going to buy any RV, and especially used travel trailers, and not have regrets later on down the line. For instance, how much thought is being put into matching the travel trailer that the buyer is getting with the tow vehicle they're going to use? Well, a lot of travel trailer buyers don't really understand weight limits and what they mean for RVs or for the tow vehicles. And they really don't know how to set up a travel trailer or RV with a tow vehicle correctly so that it's safe. Now, what this results in is a lot of RVs going down the road that are actually unsafe rigs. There's extra stress on both the RV and on the tow vehicle, and this often leads to very expensive repairs. On the tow vehicle side, it could be engine problems, drivetrain issues, brake issues. On the RV side, it could be tire blowouts, it could be suspension issues, or problems with the axles. And all of those things are very expensive to repair in many cases. Now, I made a video, though, that can help here, because what is needed is just a little knowledge about how to work with weight limits. And once you have that knowledge, you really have a whole world open up to you on buying RVs correctly. Now, the two videos that I have, the first one will focus on RV weight limits and what they mean. This is boring to some people, but I'll tell you, I went out of my way in that video to make it as simple and direct and easy as possible. You don't need to know an awful lot. You just need to know a few things, and then you've got the knowledge you need. The second video will show you how to take that knowledge and then match up tow vehicles and RVs correctly and safely. So a little knowledge will go a long way in that situation and make sure you get a good RV, a good used travel trailer. Now, the second situation we're going to talk about, where a lot of money is lost by RV buyers, is in the buying process itself. There's tons of mistakes that are made here very commonly, and these mistakes can add up to thousands of dollars in many cases. So I have a 5-step buying process that I like to share, and that way help you know how to buy a travel trailer or really any RV correctly and do it in a way that will protect you and save you money. So let's go through the 5 steps. Number 1, I highly recommend that you research your RV, whatever you're looking at. Now, this video is about used travel trailers. So you need to go and look at travel trailers. New, used, whatever. Just go and look at travel trailers. That means you need to visit RV dealers, not just one, several of them. Go to RV shows if you can. Visit RVs from private sellers. Now, the whole idea here is that you're not going to buy. You're doing research. So make that decision in your mind in advance that no matter what happens, you're not going to buy anything. You're just going to go and gather information. What information are you gathering? You need to learn about travel trailers if that's what you want to buy. So go through lots of them, different sizes and shapes and so on, and experience the RV. Go in and sit in that dinette, you know, in several spots in that dinette. Get in and out of it. Sit on the toilet. Stand in the shower. Lay on the bed. Go in and sit where you would watch the TV and see how comfortable that is. You see what I'm saying? In other words, find out about living in a travel trailer by actually experiencing different sizes and different brands and so on. Now, once you do that, you're going to start to narrow down things. You're going to start to learn what floor plans you like, what sizes work well for you. So number two on the list is find out what brands then make the best RVs that you're trying to look at. In other words, if it's travel trailers and used travel trailers, know what brands have made the best ones. This is so important because if you take the same amount of money and you've got the choice of two used travel trailers, one is made by a brand that has a reputation for quality that's a little above average. The other is made by a brand that has a reputation for quality that's a little lower than average. Well, you had the same money. Which one would you rather buy? And which one do you think is going to last you the longest and give you the less problems? So you see, getting the right brand is important. That's something you want to focus on. Now, the third step is learn how to pre-inspect RVs as you go through. You see, so far, what you've done is you have narrowed things down considerably. You know the sizes you want. You know the floor plans you want. You know what brands you want to be looking at. So you've really narrowed down a lot of selections to a relatively few number of RVs. Now you need to be able to go through those RVs, look for certain things, the things that are the most expensive to repair or replace, and make sure they are working correctly. You see, that way you're not going to be buying something that's going to need a big repair right after you buy it. So know how to pre-inspect these travel trailers you're looking at. The next step is number four. And that is, now that you have a very small selection or group of these used travel trailers that you're interested in, they passed all the ticks so far for 1, 2, and 3 on the buying process. Now, pick the very best one of that group and arrange an RV inspection, a professional RV inspection. So that inspector can come in and go through it from top to bottom and make sure there really aren't any major hidden problems that's going to surprise you and cost you a lot of money. And the fifth step in this system is whatever the inspector finds on the RV, get it fixed before you take delivery if you're buying from a dealer. Now, if you're buying from a private individual, it's negotiation time at that point. You can either ask them to repair those issues before you take possession of the RV at the price that you've agreed, or you can negotiate the price with them if you're going to have to repair those issues after you buy the RV. Either way, just make sure that all the problems the inspector found will be addressed right away. Now, my friends, this is a five-step process that really works. If you go through it and follow the steps as I outlined, you're going to get a great RV. Now, I have created a couple of guidebooks that can help you out in this process if you want to use them. They're not necessary. You can do the five steps on your own. And if you're well-versed in RVs, you know what you're talking about, you've been around them for a while, you'll do fine probably. But I've created a used travel trailer buying guide to help you know which brands since 2010 to 2019 have really produced the best travel trailers for you to consider. And then I've also created a used RV buying guidebook that will help you know how to pre-inspect these RVs and know which ones are worth considering. And it even comes with a checklist so that it will step you right through the whole process. Now, these guides will show you how to find the best travel trailer for the money, how to pre-inspect it, make sure that it's really worth considering, and then how to find that RV inspector to come in and make sure it doesn't have hidden problems and let you know everything you know about that RV so that you can get a really workable RV from the very first day of ownership. Now, if you want these guidebooks, there's links to them in the description of both the video and the podcast, and you can take a look and decide if that'll work for you. But again, it's not necessary if you really understand your way around RVs. Now, the point of this video is this. You need to be armed with knowledge, my friends, to buy used travel trailers or really any RV and do it the right way. But if you are armed with the right knowledge and you know the right procedure to follow, you can find a used RV and, in this case, a used travel trailer that will fit your needs exactly and will give you great service for many years to come. Well, that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.